Okay, so let's start a riot and then we investigate the closed off wing. See if we can find this prince and then we kill him. Easy as pie.
Wonderful. One factor we've all forgotten. You said Rudy arrived. I remember that being mentioned in your briefings, Bakur, but obviously it actually happened. He's here somewhere.
Yes, I met him. I seen him.
You met him?
Yes.
How was he brought here? Did they... For what purpose?
To...
In what state?
I think they are trying to break him somehow. They made me beat him down. He was close to... I don't know, not death, but... He was not in good shape, and...
So it does not seem to have been voluntary,
then?
Oh, no. He didn't want to be here.
No. So if we can find him and let him out, we might have an ally, if he's still alive. I am not sure.
Who was he fighting? They were fighting someone.
Well, the government, the landlord, yes.
He and Javeria, they were both complaining about how... Everyone were following the rules, playing into someone's hands. Could this be this prince that you mentioned? Could that be the other side?
I'm not sure. It's hard to get some clear information. There is. It's hard to like. There is some kind of organization maybe that wants to control all the blank bodies. And some, I think, my maker, which I have to call him, is one of them, is revolting, fighting against this organization. I have very vague conceptions of what is going on. This war is, of course, bloody and cruel and horrible. And so maybe we
can
are...
Can we use him?
I don't know. If he's alive.
Rudy.
He was in pretty bad shape.
Could we get him some... If he is now... He's not on our side. None of them are on our side. But he has worked with us when we took down the landlord. And I still believe that... Well, I believe now, at least, that was a good thing.
I mean, he probably wants revenge.
If we could get him a few of their... blood bags, would that be enough to restore him to a fighting shape?
Possibly. I'll have to find him, though. Maybe we'll be lucky and both he and...
Well, you said you've seen him. You could find out where he is, can't you, Alice?
Yeah. Maybe he need kindred blood to get better. I don't know if mine is strong enough. I'm not very strong.
Well, yes, you're not fully infected, no. At least the last time I checked you.
No, Francis, I am. You have to accept that I am a kindred.
Again, you keep ignoring science. You're walking around in the sunlight. You're not having the same allergic reaction. Something is different about you, yes?
Damn it, Francis. Who made you a fucking expert on this? Yes, I can walk into sunshine. It's because I'm weak, okay? It's because my blood is weak. It doesn't make me less dead. It doesn't make me less bloodthirsty. Jesus Christ.
If you're wondering who may be an expert, I'm trying to make myself the expert. But unfortunately, your lack of cooperation and also this one putting me in prison are getting in the way of that. Anyway, we're digressing. Let us...
Oh God, I missed you, Francis. I'm sorry for snapping at you. It's just like old times. I just say that there are things that you don't know, and I will be happy to tell you everything I know when we are out of here.
It is over.
One point. The tapes I saw. I know no one could see this blank body as it was moving around. Someone else would have acted on it. I could feel him while I had the blood in me. I could feel the presence of him walking between the cells, but no one could possibly have seen him. He walked with handlebars. Handlebars let him into the cell, lets him do his business. So handlebars must be under his... He must be his thrall, whatever you call it, as well.
Makes sense. All right, Well, at the end of the day, I'm not the one making decisions.
I'm sorry, Francis. One thing I wanted to go with this is that he was caught on the tape. No one could see him, but he was caught on the tape. Main surveillance tapes should be able to tell us his exact movements and where exactly he is. Because if he is being caught on that tape, any other cameras should show as well his movement patterns and where he's going after he's done his deed. I have the dates. I could name them for you right now when these tapes have been taken. We could cross-check that with the main surveillance and find out exactly where he's been going.
That's true. Well, everyone, I suppose the problem is this. I don't think we're going to have time in just one prison riot to do all these things, so we're going to need to prioritize.
I mean, how long is a prison riot, generally?
It depends on how this particular prison's own police crack down on it.
Yes.
If you'd believe that this is that prince that you've been mentioning, if it is some kind of head of an organization, or at least a someone in between, someone that matters, then taking him out is a good thing. If it's just some loose blank body going out of control because they can't control themselves, being like a small-time thing, then I think it's more pressing that we find out where the blood is going.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but if you are a powerful kindred, you don't rule a little prison. You rule a city, and you are all powerful over that city. So my guess is this is not... This is someone that might maybe delivers a service that makes him or the few blank bodies in here be safe from repercussions for calling himself prince over this prison.
Mm.
I don't think this is the meanest, baddest, oldest kindred out there. But it's just a guess.
No, but nevertheless powerful to be able to move like this and hold this dominion.
Still dangerous for us.
Right.
Well, Madeline, you've got lots of information. What are your...
Yes, I'm thinking. Well, you don't just want to steal the blood, you want to follow it out of here, but that's...
To be perfectly honest with you...
We have no personal use for it.
No, I suppose they will just make more.
Yeah. Tracking a shipment, that would be something that would be possible for your operation to do. Especially if they know exactly where the shipment is coming from and when.
Yes. But yes, of course we can track the shipment. I can, if we don't have to, you don't have to escape to track, we don't have to track the shipment personally, I can have someone do it, but...
Oh, there you go, that's something. I can give you the names, and I'm sure you can actually, with your resources, begin tracking the whole thing.
I think we need to find the blood drinker. We need to find him. Even if he's a smaller fish, he can lead us to bigger fish.
Let's start a riot, free Rudy, and then find this person, drinker, whatever. What did he look like, Paul, when you saw him on the tape?
It was a face I can't describe. If you saw it, you would know it's not human. It's twisted. Eyes, black, huge, twisted mouth.
Mm.
It's... You can, as a guard, I suppose, get access to the tapes, yes? The surveillance tapes.
Yes, you should be able to look at the tapes, Alice. That shouldn't be...
I can try.
You can find out the movement and where he's going. Ward might be able to secure a few blood bags so we can somehow resuscitate Rudy... Get him involved into the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see Rudy, Dr. Bukku? As...
I have not seen him, no. I just...
But could you ask to see him, since you are the psychologist of this prison? I mean, he was in a bad shape. Maybe he has PTSD or something.
I could try.
I am assuming... that him being brought here is completely under blank body supervision.
Yes.
Because if they would have decided to take him during the day on a whim.
Yeah. Also, I take it back. You shouldn't, because if he is in bad shape, he might be super dangerous for all humans. So.
Oh, yes, and he would eat me. That would be a bad thing.
Yes, we don't want that.
And they would keep an eye, close eye on him.
But so interesting. But bad.
It is. But you also, Madeline, they don't know. I cannot believe that they would know who and what you are working for, whereas no, the rest no. of us, if we are seen bringing anything to him, it's just all the same.
What if I could arrange a small power outing? What if we could cut off the power for just a brief time?
That would help with people out. There are no magnetic locks in this place, are they? Should be mechanical, I'm guessing, most of it.
Yes, but the cameras and...
True. It would enable you to get to him without everyone knowing, if that's what you would do. Or Ward, perhaps.
Of course, the original idea behind maybe sending one of you into the VPU was, of course, to get closer to Isolation Ward 46, where perhaps one of the blood drinkers might be, so we could also just do that. We could just go...
That's what the governor wanted to. He wanted to send me into the...
Yeah, but it would only be you. Still mightily risky.
Yeah. Too dangerous. I say the riot option is better, so we can go as a group, and I can protect
well,
you.
Well, one thing is timing. You see, if you want to follow that shipment, which is happening tomorrow night, the riot needs to happen shortly after that.
Yes.
If the riot happens beforehand and the shipment will not leave, and then the whole thing, well, whatever happens will unlikely be collected. So, while the shipment is happening, the riot should happen shortly after that. That way... individuals who want the shipment to get out would probably be focused more on keeping the shipment safe than what's going on in the prison. Also, then you would be able to follow it with your resources, because again, they probably won't be expecting to be tracked while there's a prison riot going on.
Good plan.
It's a very good point, yes.
One other suggestion, Ellis.
Yes?
There's still one unknown in all of this. We think we know an individual in a cell, after all. Looks like Paul's suggestion, and we think we know Rudy's somewhere here, but then your so-called prince.
Yes.
You said you were told to bend the knee. Why don't you bend the knee?
As a figure of speaking, at least. Well, I might have to if we... I mean, I'm not a strong kindred. I'm not... In this society, it's the strongest one that will rule. So if I don't have allies, or if you are not getting out of here, I might have to keep you alive.
Well, in this case, I'm speaking more in terms of so you actually can see them or find out who they are. It could even... I'm completely extrapolating here, Paul, but you tell me, if you were the so-called prince, he keeps saying, and you are running this operation, you'd think you'd be at the prison when it is removed, or at least somewhere nearby to make sure everything goes swimmingly. No? Am I completely mad?
Well, it completely depends on how up the chain you are. It could well be that you want to keep far away as possible if you know and trust the chain of things.
What if you thought something was going to happen? What if someone... I look at Ellis as I say this. Had information. Desperate information to prove their loyalty to the ruler of this establishment that they needed to tell them on sight. Then, well, I don't know. I'm trying to somehow link this all together with then catching this person during the riot, maybe.
Yeah, it's not a bad plan, but it has one catch. And it's, we don't know what kind of powers this prince have. I mean, do you remember when I shot Paul? The mind control thing. What if this person also have a mind control thing that makes me tell the truth, and then I will just spill it all and it is no use. Lying is hard in this society because you don't know who can force the truth out of you. You have to go around the truth a lot. You have to be a good player. If you can play the game, if you're a good chess player, you will get power, or otherwise you will be trash like me, or a grunt, or someone that works for the mafia boss. I don't know how to explain it to you. But lying...
It would risk you being revealed. It would risk everything we're trying to do here to be revealed. But then again, we are still a small-time operation. Maybe it's not the whole world. Compared to the possible rewards of knowing the prince's identity, well, maybe it's a risk worth it.
Yeah, what if he demands me to drink from him so I will become loyal as well? Then you won't have me as an ally anymore, you will have me as an enemy.
Well, to be fair, all this was supposed to only happen over the course of 5 minutes and then there's a riot. Maybe it's irrelevant. All right then, well, it's up to you then, Madeline. At the moment, it seems like the plan that seems logical is start the riot after the shipment leaves. You track the shipment, and during the riot, we possibly free or find this Rudy fellow and kill one blank body.
Yes.
And survive the riot.
Ideally, yes. Yeah.
Good plan, Francis.
Well, then maybe that's what we aim for the moment.
Yeah.
Paul?
That's it. You get the blood. We can bring it to Rudy. Ellis finds out the surveillance footage and where it's most likely that the blank body is. Madeline tracks it down. Now, what do I do?
What do you want to do, Paul?
As the light turns green and Bokor is alone in her therapy room with a beating heart, it comes. The next body. It's been pushed through the door by handlebars and Mom and two other screws. They're trying to keep pressure on the wound. There's a wound. But he's dead. Maybe long dead from the pallor. The gurney crashes into the wall a couple of times as they push the body into the medical unit, standing next to the two other beds. They're silent. Outside of the room, when the green light is on, you're no longer a team. You don't know each other. So you stand there, walk past the medical unit. Paul, taken by a screw up to your cell. Francis, big guard that was in the room earlier, is taking you to yours, closer by. And Gabrielle and Bukur, you're getting ready to go to the room, the surveillance record room. And there it is. The sound. The sound of Omni Jail. Rising. Its heartbeat increasing in intensity. Walls now almost shaking. And you, Paul, as door after door is opened, you're taken in by it. The roar of the walls gets louder and louder for each door. Now you're on the landing and it's deafening. Not everybody has managed to get locked into their cells. Three screws are out there trying to get bang up done. Some are arguing. No one is violent yet. The screws takes you up on the landing. There, by your cell door, stands Lamprey in a dark green t-shirt with the word listener on it. Turning over to the screw, Oi, Governor. This one here needs some counselling for, yeah, suicide risk and all that. Yeah, Crash has your father. And yeah, so just leave him in. Yeah, I need to get him into the cell and talk a little bit to him. That's okay. Yeah, I'm on the schedule, all written up and so on. Crash, how's your father? The screw looks at the list and nods. And we're in the cell with Lamprey. And Songbird is there as well. He's sitting playing with his toothbrush, trying to learn how to juggle it. He drops it as Lamprey comes in. No, you just sit right down there. Yeah, and not a word. I crush out your father. So yeah, you see this situation's deteriorated a bit here, Paul, right, Governor? Crash house your father.
I try to, as quickly as possible, get a read on him to see if he is going to turn violent on me.
No, he is not. There's nothing of it is there in his body language. He's agitated, yes, but no. You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, it's bad.
Here's one for you. There's some sort of thing going around here. And it's killing all of us villains in here in this fine jail, yeah?
Yep.
And this is due to bad management.
Yep.
If this was some sort of disease that would have struck, say, in London town and in the city, what would everyone be up to now? Evacuating, isolating, doing all of that? Nothing of that is happening. This is bad. We need to get word out. We need to get word out to the press. Crash, how's your father?
And,
even if it's going to cost us, yeah? If we do nothing, others here will die. Crash, how's your father? And you know, you know about Strange Ways. Yeah, Strange Ways. 16 days of prison riot. They came up on the roof. You know what happened there? They exposed bad fishing conditions. Things changed for the better. Crash, how's your father, Paul? See where I'm coming from?
I'm seeing things now that I'm glad I saw. It's terrible what I've seen and what I've understood. But I've been saying this over and over. I think I came here for a reason. If I can help, yeah. I want to help.
Yeah, this is here, right? Here's your reason, Governor. People trust you since you've been handling yourself straight up. You know, Crest, how's your father?
Listen.
Huh?
Listen. You know I was going to the Governor today. I know you were trying. Many people were turning to me, trying to get the word through. And guess what I did? I did my best. I was there. I was talking to him face to face. I told him about the conditions. I told him about the anxiety, about everything that's happening. Do you think he listened? Do you think he cared?
No, of course not. Crash, how's your father? This is your whole business model. He needs to keep us here. They need to keep sending villains here. Or there's no villain processing business. And he's in the villain processing business. So what, Crash, how's your father?
This is what I mean.
Nothing good ever comes without some sort of struggle, yeah?
Exactly.
Crash, how's your father?
No one means anything.
Every inch of civil rights and labor rights and Crash, how's your father? We're won by protests and
that's right. That's what we need to do too. And it's not about violence. It's not about hurting any of the screws or anything like that.
Crash, how's your father?
Not doing what makes us, you know, quiet and easy to coddle. Because that's not us. That's not any human.
Look, Governor. A human is somebody who, you know, has a voice and can complain and can participate in civil society. Crash, how's your father?
Right.
Is that how you feel every day when you wake up in the morning, Governor?
No.
Crash, how's your father? You've got your answer right there.
And that's why I want to help. it shows a difference. Well, some people may look at it differently. And we need to get people together. We need to get people organized.
I'm sorry for laying it on so thick and going so hard on your Crash, how's your father? I see your heart's in the right place now, Governor. So what you say? You need to get them conditions exposed. We need to maybe fire extinguishers, Governor. Well, think about fire extinguishers. The ones with all that, you know, stinky powder.
Sure.
So here's the plan.
I was thinking you might have something already.
Yeah, there's a couple of us here. So, Crash, how's your father? When they come for you to place you in the VPU,
Because believe me, they will come for you now, and they will try to place you in the VPU, notwithstanding what anybody says, Crash House Your Father. Because you're dangerous to them now, Crash House Your Father. And you complained that that's a guaranteed ticket there. So Crash House Your Father, we spring that right back on them. What do you say?
I'm going to need you to give me a few more bruises. And I'm going to need a little fight, something. I need... They're not going to take me straight away, but they will if you give me just... They don't need much more. Just give me something.
I think there's plenty of people who would love to hear that, Governor. Something can probably be arranged then. Wink, wink. Crash House Your Father. How bad you want it and...
Just don't get me to medical, because that's just going to get things halfway. And then, you get me to the VPU.
Affirmative and noted, Governor. Crash House Your Father. No. Nobody makes it nowhere to VPU. We take hostage, we take the keys, we start down.
Oh, okay. So you just need the screws there.
Where does it end? Whoop. I mean, same as Strange Ways. We go to the roof. We bring a fucking whiteboard and a pen.
Good.
That's a perfect plan. Media will be all over it. I can write, plague, 6 people dead. And there, boom, everything changes. What do you think?
Listen, there's something I need. It's not supposed to be in here. I'm sure you have plenty of those things too, or at least plenty of people you know. Kellings, he has a thing of mine. It's a crucifix. I need it back. Get me that?
Done, Governor. Not much problem with that request, I think. Crash, how is your father? Are the participants in this, coalition of interested parties that run this thing? It is that they prefer to remain anonymous for the time being, at least. But
that's fine.
But they listen to me, Crash House Your Father, and they listen to you, Crash House Your Father. So might be you end up with 100 people behind you, seeing what you do, and in that moment you need to do something, and they will do the same.
Good.
You hear me? And it's going to go fast when it goes down.
Now, the hostage thing is good. Keep that. Try to keep, you don't want people hurt, because then people are going to force themselves in with more violence and getting people to the. We need to drag this out. We need to, like you said, 16 days. We need to hold them.
Yeah, Strange Ways was 16 days, but then they took the prison. That's a different thing.
Sure.
I was just thinking holding this wing and getting up. But if you're taking the prison, that's a wee bit more ambitious, Crash House Your Father, but that could work as well.
Yeah, but you see my point.
The question
is, it's not about getting someone hurt. It's about holding people that they don't want us to hold. So, yes, take handlebars or whoever. Like you said, hostages. That's what we need. Sounds like you got it all figured out.
Yeah, to begin with. But then there's... But beyond that... What's the rest? There's going to come so many situations, Governor. Crash House Your Father. It's going to be like a small war. Crash House Your Father. You don't go into that all unprepared completely. So let's, before it happens, or when it happens, we take this wing, we hold it, and we make a plan together.
Have you talked to the Sikhs?
I can get word. I mean, this thing has been brewing for a while.
Good.
We know where to start punching the roof. To get to it. Some people want to go down. Lots of people want to take the radial. Thinks that the radial is a better position to hold than up here. It's going to be trouble for us going here. Because also no supplies, nothing. Down there, at least go down to holding the entire wing. Or both floors, Crash House Your Father. But we will get there. There will be opportunities. We'll react. They're going to make mistakes and we exploit them.
Just let them know if you get the world out that I'm fighting for them as well. I've been trying to bring the demands to the governor that they talked to me about. There's a lot of things that they will refuse us, but if we stand together, this is our chance.
A most pleasurable conversation, sir. I will be on my way. I don't think you're in any risk of suicide.
No.
We will have plenty of opportunities to get it from other ends, yes?
Yes, and let's make this happen during daytime, if possible. Because that's when we're going to have most people here and we're going to be most really in our place.
When the VPU comes from for you, you yump, they will yump.
Good.
Gabriel. You and Bakur walk through the main corridor towards the radial. As Mom, Neela, comes out of one of the bathroom doors on the side of the lime green hall, she waves at you cheerily and says, "Ah, Gabriel, first day at work, eh?
Yeah.
Doing good, huh?
Yeah, yes. Thank you. It's great, actually. Dr. Bakur here is a pleasure to work with them.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Bakur. Very nice. Can I talk a bit private shop here with Alice for a moment? Thank you.
Of course.
So much. Very good. She takes you by the arm and walks towards the water fountain next to the toilet. You know, it's a very bad time in the prison now, yes?
Yes.
Very bad time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everywhere. Yeah, this doesn't concern us much, but it's why, yes? People are sick, people die, very bad.
Yes. Very bad.
Yes.
What do you need?
I'm not speaking for him now.
Okay.
I'm speaking for me. I think whatever happens to the one that did those killings, would be better off without him.
Okay.
Much better.
What can I do? Give me something to go on and I will kill him.
That's...
Because that's not the one you serve, right? This is someone else. What?
We don't know who it is. Otherwise it would be done.
Oh.
It can be one of two different. But worry not. I just wanted to say if something happens... This is probably going to go fine. Yes?
Yes.
She taps you on the shoulder and goes away, merrily whistling.
I look after her with like a what the fuck just happened face, but I'd be like, okay. I go back to Dr. Bakur.
What an incredibly rude woman.
Yes. But I don't... I lean in to whisper, so no, we can't be overheard. I'm not really sure what just happened, but I think she told me that if we find the one who is killing, who is going around killing, the prince won't be displeased. So then we know this is not the same person, but she didn't know who it was. Isn't that weird?
Well, yes. And a bit strange.
Yeah. All right. Let us go and watch those tapes.
Yes.
But then we know that if we try to take this one out, we will not be angering someone that might be a bit too badass for us. I don't know. Maybe this one is too, but I suppose one is easier than having two against you. Not sure.
Yes, of course. I'm trying to seem confident and probably succeeding fairly well, but like, I'm pretty sure it's a trap. But yes, let's go look at the tapes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you step into the records room after a short conversation through a security phone on the side of the bright orange door. In here, it smells like it's just been a firestorm. Like electrical equipment left on for too long, and there's this constant humming buzz that seems to deaden the brain. In there, on a mini cigarette, in there is a large panel with many cigarette burns and even a couple of current cigarette butts sitting there, with loads of flip switches for an old camera surveillance system that has been patched into a couple of DVD recorders and what looks like VHS tape recorder, and there's big boxes of archived footage. And then you see that the big boxes are the ones that are placed outside a room where the rest of God knows how long of camera surveillance is stored. This seems to be a desk where somebody is doing some sort of digitization project with a hard drive and a laptop, but things are going slowly, slowly in this department. As slow almost as the screw rising, small woman in a really wrinkly suit with breadcrumbs all over her tie stands up and shuffles past you. She grunts, smells a little. But she hands the room over to you and mutters something about coffee. Goes away.
All right. Do we know how this works? I guess I could figure it out.
You've
but...
been in an evidence room or two, so...
Yeah, okay. Then I very hurriedly tries to find the latest one, because that should be easiest to get access to.
Hurriedly is a relative term, of course. This is going to take at least... Yeah, you're... optimistic estimate is like 45 minutes, maybe. There's a lot of things are in stacks. Shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be doable. You start digging into it. Just finding... Yeah, that's... This is the second one. Yes. Here. Yeah. It's in a rack of the recently burned DVD players. It's off the burned off the local memories, and it's just standing there, one of 50 discs, just clumsily labeled. This should be it. The computer screen is stained, showing the blurry footage. The resolution is not great. Scrolling backwards, forward. And there, the first time you see it, you almost jump. The screw that you've seen so many times walking backwards and forwards in fast forward is followed by a blob of darkness. A figure. Someone in dark clothes, sticking close to the floor, or just a short person moving erratically. As if it... is crawling. Hopping along. It follows handlebars and seems completely oblivious to its presence as it walks up to the doomed cell. Opens the door, it's time for the work shift of the prisoner. The prisoner walks out, and in just a second, between the door closing and the prisoner stepping out, darkness steps in. Another camera angle. Looking at other discs. Fuck, each camera angle is burned on a different disc. Oh. Looking from the other side. Yes, here you can see it better. What date is this? I'm not quite sure. Yes, it looks like it's coming from the radial. Yes, yes, you could should see where it's coming from in the radial. But no, fuck, the lights are off in the radial. God damn it, that was during that week before that got fixed. Can't see it. Maybe earlier.
Going earlier. Fuck.
Are there any other things you're looking for beside where it comes from?
Yeah, I wanna look at maybe the entrance to the closed-off wing to see if there are...
any cameras there?
Any ones going in or out?
Okay. Bukur,
mm-hmm.
You seem to have found all of the discs from the first event.
Yes, so I have.
This is the same date that Ellis was in the cell. All of those are there too. Ellis, you continue watching. There's... behind there. Oh, here's from another angle, yes. This is an earlier date. This is the camera on the VPU unit. Yes, and there you can clearly see on the side of the screen. There you can see that side. But when did the shadow come out there? I need to watch through a lot of stuff. Bukur, there's a second machine for watching tapes also.
I suppose that I'm looking at the tapes that I found that show when Ellis was in the cell.
You sit back to back, the light of the monitors illuminating the room. There are windows on two sides overlooking the radial, and the very same wards that you're looking at on your screens. Ellis is hypnotized by the motion back and forth, the figures. And you, Bukur, you see it. The figure. Yes. There she is. In the tape, you can clearly see Gabrielle walk from the door behind the screw. There's some sort of commotion. She slips into the open door. The door closes for the night and she's in there.
Yes.
This is evidence that she was there. Fast forward. It comes hours later, when it's dark. Yeah, she is there, all locked in through the night. Yes. And there. Yes, as she exits. It enters just after the screw. Only later do they find the body. This is the first killing. But who? Was it Gabrielle? Was it the other one? All of the evidence is here. You could bury it. You could burn it.
I could put it in my pocket.
You do. And it's safe there. Something to use in the game. Because even if Paul didn't connect to the stories Ellis told, they went like fire through you. They confirm all of the reports, the stories of the Camarilla, of the uprising, the red letter. It truly is real, and you're in the middle of it.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the third season of the chronicle No Man is an Island for Vampire the Masquerade 5th edition. Our storyteller was Martin Eriksson, and we were also joined by Anna-Karin Linder and Freya Jullenström. The music was created by Lola Zaza, and the sound effects are from the fine folks at freesound.org, zapsplat.com, and Cernscape. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoshobert, Nastasha Rawlerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Ludwig Manford, Bob Delange, Julian, Cameron, Ryan F., and Xavier for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check it out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult Divinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. And remember, death is not the end.